Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood cheerleader for all things self-love and confidence. And let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a never-ending to-do list with its own personal soundtrack of stress playing in the background. Between work deadlines, social obligations, and trying to keep up with the Joneses, or, you know, whoever your inner comparison monster is fixated on, it's easy to forget about taking care of ourselves. But guess what? Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, especially when it comes to our mental health and overall well-being. Think of self-care like the oil change for your soul. If you keep pushing yourself without regular tune-ups, eventually things are going to start grinding, sputtering, and maybe even seizing up entirely. And trust me, nobody wants a mental breakdown as their engine's dramatic final act. We're going to dive into why self-care is so crucial for our mental health, how it actually benefits us on a daily basis, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll be equipped with actionable steps to weave self-care seamlessly into your routine. Now, let's get real. What does self-care even mean? Because sometimes that word gets thrown around so much it loses its meaning. For me, it's about consciously prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about tuning in to what you truly need and giving yourself permission to indulge in it. Ever feel like you're running on empty, constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own? That, my friend, is a clear sign that self-care is calling your name. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to supercharge your self-care game. First up, understanding the link between self-care and mental well-being. It's not just about feeling good, it's about creating a foundation of resilience. Think of it like building a house. You need a strong base to withstand any storm that comes your way. When we prioritize self-care, we're essentially investing in our mental strength, equipping ourselves to navigate stress, challenges, and even the occasional existential crisis. We all have them. Second, self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for one person might be a complete disaster for another. There's no magic formula, it's about experimenting, discovering what truly nourishes you, and creating a personalized self-care toolkit that feels authentic and empowering. Some people thrive on solo adventures, others find joy in connecting with loved ones, and some folks just need a good dose of quiet time to recharge their batteries. The key is to listen to your inner compass and follow its guidance. Third, self-care doesn't have to be extravagant. It can be as simple as taking a few minutes to breathe deeply, sipping a cup of tea mindfully, or going for a walk in nature. These small acts of self-compassion can make a world of difference in how you feel throughout the day. Remember, it's not about adding more tasks to your plate, it's about carving out space for yourself and honoring your needs. Fourth, practice makes progress. Just like learning any new skill, self-care takes time and consistent effort. Don't get discouraged if you miss a day or two, we all have slip-ups. The important thing is to keep showing up for yourself, even in small ways. Remember, every act of self-love is a step in the right direction. And finally, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you feel like you're rocking it, and days when you just want to crawl back into bed. And that's okay. Allow yourself grace and understanding, knowing that you're doing your best. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you've had one of those days, everything seems to be going wrong, deadlines are looming, and you're running on fumes. You finally get home, exhausted and overwhelmed. Instead of collapsing on the couch and scrolling endlessly through social media, guilty as charged sometimes, you decide to prioritize self-care. You light a candle, put on some calming music, take a long hot bath with essential oils, and maybe even whip up your favorite healthy meal. Suddenly, that overwhelming feeling starts to dissipate, replaced by a sense of calm and rejuvenation. This is the power of self-care. It doesn't just make you feel good in the moment, it sets the stage for a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in yourself so that you can show up as your best self, for yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you. And now, let's put these insights into action. This week, challenge yourself to try one new self-care activity each day. Whether it's taking a mindful walk in nature, practicing deep breathing exercises, or simply allowing yourself time to unplug and recharge, make it a priority to show up for your own well-being. And don't forget to share your self-care journey with me. Use the hashtag #PositiveAffirmationsPodcast on social media and let's build a community of support and inspiration together. I can't wait to hear about all the amazing things you're doing to prioritize your mental health and well-being. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.